Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good evening, brothers and sisters. How you doing? This is Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip, tonight. We got a nice, deep topic, you all. Hope that we can get some callers to tune in. But tonight's topic, has the high-tech society enabled us today as people all around the world? Because I was wondering, because this kind of struck close to home, and sometimes that we didn't get so caught up into this high-tech era to a point that we lose a part of ourselves. Because have you ever gotten to a point when you come home, you want to look at your TV program, and you can't find the remote, you want to line everybody up on the wall like the St. Valentine's Day Massacre and kill them until you can find that remote? Or, you know, you really get into just be so enabled and so lazy to a point that you just love all this access, easy access to everything that's in front of you. You know, but sometimes that's not cool because when things are made so comfortable and easy for you, there's no challenge and no competition. So that makes you like kind of at the wheel of all this high-tech easiness and get complacent and lazy. Because, I don't know, maybe I'm a dinosaur or I'm old world, but I remember when I was growing up, you used to have to take a pair of needle-nose pliers in order to change the channel on your TV. That big Zenith 19-inch, mostly screen with a little bit of digital chips in the back of it to make it run. But now, hey, everything we got so advanced and so automated, we don't even have big screens no more. Everything is flat screen and made to comfort and cater to you to where you don't challenge anymore. So, I thought that this would be a good topic tonight because I'm trying to get an understanding to see if this is where our society is going, where everything is so easy and so remote for us to a point where we don't challenge ourselves anymore. Because I was looking at it, you know, and not as an antagonist, but as a protagonist. And I'm trying to figure out what purpose does it serve good for us to just be so complacent and remote. Because when you think about it, now things are moving so fast with this modern technology, we're almost in the space age. You know, and I know Gene Roddenberry is just laughing and enjoying himself because remember, Star Trek was a whim. It wasn't nothing. It was just something that came off the top of his head. And now, almost 60 years later, we're living in the Star Trek era. You know, the flip phones, beam me up, Scotty, to now. I mean, it's kind of crazy because maybe I'm a dinosaur, but I can't set time on the microwave. And it's so crazy now that things are moving so fast, and a friend of mine had to tell me, either you go roll with society or get rolled over. And I think, because I'm so lost in this, that's where it's at. You know, we don't even have a personal transaction no more, cash. Do you have a PayPal? Do you have a GoFundMe page? All these things to make it where it's no interpersonal reaction or no connection anymore. And I don't know. It seems like I have a fear in being scared of this because those are going to be things that are past now. I mean, you can put your whole life and your whole bio inside of your phone and zoom, there it is. And it's open for anybody to come by, take it or do whatever they go do. But, that's too much access and too quick. Just that easy. Push of a button. So I'm just wondering, man, because now time moves on, make me feel out of place. Really do. Can you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to wonder, that's all, y'all, and I need y'all help so I won't be so ignorant and stubborn and prejudiced about this time in this society. Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure it out. That's all. You know, it's kind of crazy because once upon a time, that, you know, we would laugh at it, but then at the same time we would play it off. But it's here now and it's here to stay. That's crazy. Because sometimes I find myself personally to feel to a point as if I've been locked up in jail for over 40 years, and it's like culture shock. You know, for real, man. And it's funny, but then again, it's not funny because, hey, I'm slowly falling apart, and I can't relate. So I'm just trying to don't be lost in the dark. That's why I do the show every Wednesday night, so I can keep my ear to the ground and know what's really going on. And, hey, I need y'all help. That's why I'm crying out to y'all, really. So I won't be looking like time that man has forgot. Yeah, so that's basically it, because things can move so fast, man, and so quick. I mean, when you think about it, you got steam fires now with no more grease. You know, I mean, it's in every facet. You know, you can have phone towers that's connected to your defense mechanisms to protect this country, all types of stuff. It's wild, man. I'm just trying to figure it out. Because I don't want to be an alien or no foreigner. Because if anything happened, I don't want to be looking like, man, you know, the reindeer crossing the highway with the headlights on. I mean, it didn't even gotten so bad to a point that we even got artificial body parts because we wanted to be easy and remote, you know, for us to look appealing. And everything is just eye candy. It's no substance to it. And it's moving so fast at the nick of time, it's like every 16 months, something's always changing. Have you ever bought a cell phone and within sometimes less than a year or two, you have to buy another one to keep up with the times because yours is outdated. You know, you can't keep up with the technology and the times, and it's so scary that, hey, might be passed up. So, you know, this topic tonight is hitting me kind of close to home. Because I never thought in a million years, to be honest with you all, that I'm looking like a dinosaur. Because for years I had a protest and a resentment towards this because we're losing interpersonal contact. Because remember that old saying, fair exchange ain't no robbery, but if no one's there to exchange with, what are you doing? You just going through your phone? You know, Facebook, and I tell you something, to me, Facebook was a good invention to some degree, but then again, it's too bad. It's very, very, or maybe I'm in the wrong environment, but it's very, very toxic, but yet so high tech. Because most of the time you look on Facebook, it's whether where you been to eat, took pictures afterwards of threatening violence. And that's crazy because, remember, that was made to reach out and touch somebody in the privacy of their own home, uncensored and everything. You have Google. Google is an uncensored library. Who needs to go to the library anymore? You can look it up on Google, but at the same time, they're giving it to you in the raw. They're not sugarcoating anything, and they're giving it to you right in your face. You know, this is the part of the technology era that we're going through. You know, hey, I became the best mechanic in the world thanks to YouTube. So it's like this stuff is just re-evolving and just turning over. And the expectancy on it is like every 2 years. So maybe I'm scrolling, I can't keep up no more, but it won't be too long before I'll contend and concede that, hey, they got me because it makes my head swim. Seriously. I mean, everything around you, you can see it's made for you to be set up and be convenient and be, you know, remote. You don't have to struggle or challenge no more. You don't have to make a commitment or sacrifice nothing. Hell, you got people 50 years old still playing Xbox games. All day. You know what the ritual is now? You know, when we was kids, we used to sit up and smoke a little weed, drink beer, and listen to Parliament, Funkadelic, and just imagine. But now, hey, the ritual is now. Come on, let's have an Earth game, an Xbox party. Bring your beer, your balls, your weed, and all that stuff. And hey, let's sit up here and play X games all across the world, and we can even gamble on it. You know, I mean, Mortal Kombat, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, all of that. It's because of the high-tech family that we're in. And it's so scary because pretty soon you won't need humans no more. I mean, if you really want to respond and react, if you don't want to be interpersonal, you know, become a high-tech guru, and then you'll find out it's made for you to be by yourself. Or not, you know, or like hiding in the dark, seriously. Because I'm tripping out, man. You know, and then the fallout behind all that madness is that it desensitizes people at the same time it enables you. Because I've seen some of the most shocking things I've ever seen. Last night, they convicted the young man that killed the police officer and injured her partner. His twin brother took 7 years as a plea to cop out. And do you know his mother had the audacity to get on there and say that her son didn't get a fair trial? And it was set up, and he's going to be free, even though he got convicted. They didn't have the right evidence and all this and all that. I'm saying to myself, if you're 23 years old, you got time to fire up the police. Have you ever heard of a card catalog or the Dewey Decimal System or pros and poets, you know, or instruction diagramming? Or Dickens or Keats, you know, I mean, could you use that competitiveness and that type of anger and violence and reverse the channels and put it to something creative, constructive, and positive, him and his brother? You know, and that's the thing that now it's a reflection on how everything is so enabling to a point that you can always be the victim and you can always make excuses, but we don't have nothing solid to hold our weight on now because we're sitting back and just letting things go as they go. As long as we got our remotes, we cool. The worst thing I've encountered when my daughter was growing up, and she was in elementary school, she had to do math homework. I think it was long division or something of that nature. So I said, come on, let me help you with your homework. Okay, I got a pencil and a piece of paper. She pulls out a scientific calculator. And I looked at her and said, what's this for? This is how we doing class now. I said, no. You do it in your mind so you don't forget. You know, I had to literally ask my daughter. I said, man, you know, computers are good, but it's to the person. Always to the person that puts that stuff in that computer. If you don't have it in your mind, you can't put it in that computer so you can express yourself and it can come out. Now, I do it my way. I say, no, baby, you got to do it the right way so you can never lose your mind unless somebody bothers you. What you put in your mind, you can always keep it. This here, this ain't nothing but a pacifier. Because once you get through typing your stuff in here, it's going to blank back off and then you won't remember it. But if you go over it with the steps, you can keep it in your mind forever. You know, and then she was like, okay, because then she understood then that, hey, man, you know, ain't nothing more important than me expanding your mind than using it. Don't get so complacent to a point where everything is just exposed and exploited at the same time to where, hey, it's okay, it's not okay. Because you'll fall to the wayside following the beat of this drum because it's no emphasis on competing and knowing something. You know, I mean, when I was in school, it felt not only a privilege, but it felt good to know what you're talking about instead of just running your mouth. When you have proof and truth with the answers that you got, it could never be taken away. But now, please, man, you know, it got so watered down to a point that, hey, our education started lagging. Seriously, this is the downside of having this high tech, being enabled and being exposed and being exploited at the same time. You don't even fight or even thirst to want to compete no more. That's the only fear I have about this stuff, because if it's that easy, just to press a button, you press that wrong button, everything's gone. It happened to me before. You know how many jobs I've lost trying to put it in my phone and doing it online? You press the wrong button after you even finished everything they asked you to do. Now you even lost it. That ain't cool, man. If anything, that's disappointing. Because the main thing you should have been concerned about is the old-fashioned way. You know, it wasn't called human resources. It was called personnel. You go out there and you fill it out and hand it back to them. Not none of this. They do this over the phone. You know, they even got you now filing cases against people on the phone. You know, order protection, domestic violence, all of this is on the phone now. Fill it out online on the phone, you know? And that's so bad to a point that we just became a society of lazy people. Shut up. A society of lazy people. So society of lazy people, man. So, you know, that's the main focal point. That's why I'm saying the downside of all of this high technology is kind of, I don't know, I think it's feeling sometimes that it's made to keep us distracted and keep us lost. Because I'm wondering, the people that are developing and designing these things, are they the ones stuck up into it like they made it for us? Because I tell you something, a lot of us can't get without our phones and our TV remotes. Boy, you will push a person off the building if you lose your phone. Or the remote to the TV. You know? And this is how psychologically we became entrenched into this enabled society we're living in, man. Because we, boogie. I can't live without my phone. I can't live without my remote. Well, and the killing part about that is that the more that you get lasting and be complacent, it's going to come back to get you. I mean, that's just natural science and laws of probability. You sit around and you just do that. You're like a battery sitting on the ground. You're just wasting cells. One day when it's time for you to crank up and charge, you're not going to do it because you're so used to that. You know? Then it's going to become culture shock. So I just know myself, to be personal, that it's almost like drinking a Kool-Aid and Jim Jones kind. Because I don't know what's the good thing from it. I mean, it has its good things, but at the same time, I mean, it's really kind of funky. You know, and when it gets that funky, man, myself, I try to make the adjustment or reevaluate what are we doing this for. I mean, can you name one good thing about all this high-tech stuff that something positive that you really, really made progress in? Because it's too simple. Anything that anybody needs, you really ain't worth having. And a lot of times going through this stuff with this technology, man, for me, I don't want to put too much stock in it. Because if you pass this appointment, hey, it's going to be something that you're going to wind up losing. You know, that's just me. I'm not trying to tell nobody to think and act like I do, but that's just my reality when I look at it because, hey, they put so much into this and it makes me so complacent and so lax here. I'm not going to have no hunger or no fight for nothing. I just let everything just be as it may and let them just roll on in because, man, you think about it. This is what we came to now. A society of laziness. I'm serious. Because there's more emphasis on, let me hear him get this. Let me hear him do that. I can punch this here right here. And this can happen like that. instead of taking our time like we did before. Everything was more productive and more positive. It's like we miss something if the stuff moving that fast. I know we are. Serious. Either our thought, our mind, expanding our mind, or trying to do something that, hey, you know, not with the norm all the time. So that's what takes the work from it. You know? But I'm serious, man. Because as time goes on, we will see. We just kick the can down the road and leave it up to somebody else to do it. Because, hey, all I got to do is press one button. And I can resolve all issues and everything. I hope we don't start getting into our emotions. Because then once he gets into our emotions and he gets that complacent with it, we done. Stick a fork in us. Checkmate. I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, that's the real reality of it. Because, hey, when you think about it, like I said, PayPal, GoFundMe, all these things, man. And then you put certain information out there, people can take it and use it for themselves, or people can get threatened and get violent with it. You know, I never forget 3 years ago, we was in the old neighborhood, in the alley, just hanging out, kicking it. And next thing you know, we see three guys, one with an AK-47, the other one, other two had handguns. They walked through the alley. This is the first time I ever really seen them walk by. They walked up in that man's backyard and had him out so bad, to the point all you seen was the black bag. You know, man, he was zipped up in it, he was dead. And he ran for our life after all these gunshots. But the thing was that it was so bad and so hard to find out that all of that had spawned off from a Facebook page that he was threatening, looking for violence. And didn't nobody know because it was on Facebook. And then, hey, they pulled the sky, and now he's in a body bag 6 feet under. You know, but this is technology, though. I mean, one day I was on Halsted, not just in Halsted, right in front of the old Arby's. It was a massive, it had to be at least 1,200 people all up and down Halsted, man, with old Kasha and everything. And they said, how did you find out? Oh, we just on the Facebook page, man. And it's crazy because that can reach you quicker than the news can or any other communication. Through technology. So, I mean, I'm just trying to keep my ear to the ground. I don't want to get caught up in nothing and I ain't got no business being there. So, as a whole, not the sum, but as a whole, hey, this is what I'm recognizing we're dealing with. So, I would hope and pray that I'm not the only one that feels this way because like I said, I need to know what's going on because I don't want to be lost out here. And I see how our behaviors change and how things got and how we even got so confined and so lax to a point that, hey, just let everything go on. It don't matter. We're not finna challenge nothing. We're not finna dispute nothing. Hell, you can even go to court on Zoom now. They said because of Corona, but it's like justice system is like, they distance themselves away from being interpersonal now. You know, all they want to do is hear what you did, and that's it. And they ain't even got to touch. They can see you through Zoom, but other than that, your presence don't need to be felt. You know, and that's crazy. So, I'm just saying, as the whole, hey, man, you know, it's something to look out for. Because it's a lot of psychological stuff that goes with this complacency and laziness. You know, and you can see the changes in people. You can see the darkness in their eyes. And that's for real, man. I mean, people wake up miserable in the morning because they got some information or something they heard through their phones. You're not interpersonally, no. Not nobody walking up explaining to you how they feel and what you done or whatever. They have to get it through their phone and technology. That's crazy, man. So it's like you throwing a brick and hide in your hand. At least that's what I think. You know? So it's up in the air. I just seek shelter now that I got older. I don't want to be a part of none of this stuff, man. If it can't benefit us, you know, if it was a medical breakthrough, yeah, or something like that. But just leisurely and socially, I think this high tech is getting a little bit to us. I really do. A little bit to getting to a little bit of all of us. For real. So I'm just looking out. That's all. You know me. I like to talk about it, if nothing else, because that's where we at. So, you know, basically that's it. I'm going to see if I can get a call on the line right now. So we'll see. I got one call. But let me see if I can tune in. We're going to try it now. Hello, caller. Caller? You're in tune with Low Down Radio. I'm your host, Skip, tonight. So, caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Oh, I guess I pressed my left and they're not there. Can you hear me, caller? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hey, how you doing? We have a caller. Welcome to Lowdown Radio. I'm your host, Skip, tonight. The topic is, has high tech enabled us today in society?
Say that again?
The topic tonight is, has high tech enabled us today in society?
And enable us because everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of us, 85% of the people, maybe I say 80% of our people depends on the computers, our telephones, definitely our telephones, because I can't even tell you neither one of my kids' cell numbers. So to push a button, that goes to let you know I depends on that.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to these remotes and different things, I didn't exactly understand what you were saying because I thought we were talking about computers and telephones.
Well, the remote is an extension of that, too, because you lose your remote to your TV in your bedroom, you ready to kill everybody in the house. I know I do. So if it hits me, believe me, it's hitting quite a few people. Because that's part of it, too. We didn't get that complacent. Remember, man, I'm a child of the 70s. I remember needing those pliers and that big old Zenith 19-inch. Well, hey, when you messed that knob up, you had to go out to your daddy's toolbox and find the needle nose pliers, and like your daddy used to tell you, sit them right on back of that top of that TV. So at least we're having, and I know where they at. You know what I'm saying? For real. But now, even me, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, I'm a victim to this madness because the first thing I do, where's my remote? Where's my remote? Hell, my dog, when he was a puppy, used to chew him up. I whooped him so bad to a point that he just got tired of even chewing him up no more. He'd look at me, and he'd see it on the bed, he won't even bother. That's how bad it got. You know, seriously.
I'm here. I'm listening.
That's how bad it's gotten, you know. So, I mean, that's all part of keeping us enabled and complacent. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no more competition no more. Ain't nothing challenging anymore. You know, because everybody want to be stuck into these phones, these computers, these Xbox games. You drive back any park in a black neighborhood, you see them baseball diamonds looking like tumbleweed fields. We used to have co-ed baseball games, girls and boys. We don't need to do that no more. Why? Because we're so stuck into our technology, talking about what we didn't eat, where we even been, how good we look and how we dressed up, or we ready to kill and shoot somebody. And that's crazy, man, because this is the fallout from being enabled. Don't worry about it. Just press the button, you know, because it takes a lot more than pressing the button.
This is the day and time that we're living in. This is the new world that the old schoolers got to come into the new schoolers. We got to get on board. That's just the new the day and time we're living in now.
Well, I understand that, but you know what? Maybe I'm just old and prejudiced because you know something? My time and my era, it was a lot of more production now. There's not too much production. After this post, to make it easy and remote and so fast for you to get, but I don't see no production now. I mean, if this was meant, okay, I'll put it to you like this. If this was meant like working at a car company, a car factory, if this was meant like that, when you know that you put in a nice, honest day's work with some pay and some labor because you can see your product once it leaves the assembly line, and you can go back and tell the grandkids, you know, who put that transmission in there? Do we have the same attitude now with all this remote stuff? Because when you think about it, as a country in America, we haven't manufactured nothing since 1979. So that's probably why it's an emphasis on goods and services. And this is nothing but a wearable service. You know, all this high-tech stuff because, you know, I mean, you ain't got to go to the store. You press the button and Uber Eats. Or what's that other one, DoorDash? Come and be happy to greet you. You know?
Well, still, so, you know, like I said, not to cut you off, but that's just the damn town we're living in now. Everything have changed. Things can't stay, you know, from like back in 1939 and we up in 2024. Things moving right on along.
Yeah, so fast it'll make your head swim, but the thing is, there's nothing wrong with movement. I love movement, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just like life itself. It's only two types of change, evolution and revolution. At least with the revolution, it comes back and it keeps revolving. But what I'm saying to this, what is the end game for all the stuff moving this fast? Because if we just moving with the times, we like chickens with our head about to get cut off. Because the end game of this whole thing is it made for anything productive? I mean, a few people can get it. I mean, you know, you got Mark Zuckerberg, and you got that boy Elon Musk from Tesla. Oh yeah, that's good. But I'm saying as a whole, not the sum. What can we gain by this? What do we have to hold our hat on something positive instead of just, you know, throwing a brick in the dark? Oh, yeah, I can press my phone and talk and see to you, but we'll never meet up. We'll never shake hands. We'll never sit down and drink a cup of coffee together. You know, is that the end game? Because if so, myself personally.
Just skip. I can't answer that. I just know I'm trying to keep up. You know, they say you ain't got to, sometimes you don't have to stay on top of the game. You ain't got to be at the bottom of the game, but you do need to try to stay in the game.
Well, that's true, too.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Well, I tell you something. And this is what I was comfortable with all my life. And I'm going to leave it like this. If that's the case, I'd rather be Ernie Banks and Andre Dawson on a last place team that played every day than to be Billy Thompson that played with the Lakers and Magic Johnson, didn't even get into the series of the championship, but he still gets a ring. That's how I apply my life. With all this stuff that's going on now, all this high-tech stuff, if I can really be into it, I feel that you just give me a enabling me and just telling me I'm good and you never seen it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This overshadows me. It really do. It overshadows the bad. So I'm just trying to see what place I fit in this crazy equation because I'm getting this sense and this feeling that this stuff was really made to distract you and to keep you like a sheep going to the slaughterhouse with everybody else. No,
yeah, I told you what you got to do. We as in our 50s, 60s, even our late 40s, we got to get in where we fit in here.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we just like got to keep up with the team. That's the way it's going now.
True. But is there any destination keeping up with the team? because there's got to be a destination to all of this madness. You know, or are we just being led, you know, like the three blind mice? Because if it's nothing good coming from it, we just following the flow. I don't know, man. I'm scared. Because this reminds me of the scene out of the movie, The Omen 3, when Damien the Devil became the president. You know what I'm saying? Everybody danced to his beat of his drum, man. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to be a little bit more observant and aware of what's going to happen. Because, hey, I never forgot.
Well, you know what, Skip? Not to cut you off, but none of us know what's going to happen. So none of us know what the future holds. Nobody knows that but the good Lord. Because he sit up high and he look down low. You know what I'm saying? So nobody knows what the future holds.
Yeah, but who has dominion on the earth, though? That's the thing you got to
worry
about.
Who has dominion on the earth? God has that. God has everything.
I understand that. But who has the dominion on this earth? With manipulation and deception and all this stuff. It's the fallen angel, the devil. You can see it as we live right now. So I will hope and pray that this is not a makeup of the devil deceiving us and leading us astray. Because I know God got the final say, especially up in heaven. And he can correct a lot of this demonic stuff that's going on with the devil on this earth. But the devil had to use earth to roam free, and that's what he's doing. But a lot of this stuff, and I just hope this ain't no hocus pocus. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to have an end game to everything that you do. And where does the end game lie? Today we remote. Today we can play some with remotes. What are we going to do tomorrow? We're just going to sit out here and just say, later. Ain't no morals and ain't no values because we got so complacent with these remotes and this high tech and all this stuff.
I got to get the cash.
Well, we lost compassion. So that's what I'm trying to understand. Because it always has to be reason. Seriously. I just want to know. Because if it's doom, disaster, destruction, I need to stop where I'm headed. I'm serious, because it's like he's telling me everything, but he's showing me nothing. Well, this is the greatest show on earth. We can do this. We can do that. We can take a flight to China in 5 minutes. Hey, man, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of apprehensive. I'm serious, because I don't want nothing that easy. I don't. I don't even want money easy. Because whenever it gets that easy, it ain't going to happen. I'm serious. It's really not. So I'm just trying to figure it out. I just want to be sure. That's all. So then I won't be making these hasty generalizations or bad inference about a lot of things. That's why I do this show every Wednesday. So I won't make no irrational judgment about nothing. Because you all are the eyes and the ears to the ground of this life that we're living in. So I don't want to scratch my head and feel like, hey, I'm lost. So that's basically where, you know, I appreciate you all calling in and giving me your insights. You're right. We're going to have to roll with it. But I want to know where's the end game. Because I can't sit up all day and smoke weed, get high, and don't even want to look for no job because I'm playing on the Xbox. You know, I'm so addicted to YouTube to a point that don't nothing matter. No interpersonal relationships or nothing. As long as I do what I do, I'm alive. Because, you know, technology and society told me this is where you're supposed to be at. I can't do it. You know, it's cool for other people, but I know I just can't do it. There's got to be something more.
Yeah, well. I gave the best answer that I could. I'm sorry I couldn't help you more. That's all I can come up with. But like I say, you know, the future is coming in, and this is what's happening. And trust me and believe me, technology going to keep it moving. It's going to get a little bit worse than what it is because we can't keep up with it, but we need to step our game up and try to keep up with it.
Right. Well, I'm a guy. You
know, I know
so
my kid. Huh?
I'm way behind. That's why
you better play catch up, partner.
I'm lost.
Well, you're not lost. You think you're lost. You know, they have classes out here that you can take. You got family members that can help you. You're not lost. A lot of people think they lost when it comes to this, but they not. You know, I need to step my game up a little bit, which I'm getting ready to.
Well, you know, heaven help us. Because I tell you something, man. I said, heaven help us. Because I tell you something. You know, I hustle my air freshener on the side. And the first thing people ask me, ain't you got PayPal? Ain't you got this? Ain't you got that? I said, I'm used to COD, cash on delivery. You know
what
I'm saying?
This is the thing. A lot of people stop cash. That's why everybody kept plastic. They cards, because a lot of times when somebody rob you, say they don't have your PIN number, they can do different things when you got this cash in your wallet or right there in your pocket. But when it comes to cards, that's why people say cash, app, you know, different things. So you might want to get a board, because that can make you lose some money when you don't have these different things when people are trying to buy something from you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you will lose money, but the thing is this. I mean, it can go both ways. You know, you can have a fool stand over your shoulder while you're at an ATM and getting your debit card number. And then while you're distracted by, if you're a man or a woman, that beautiful person, and then they dip in your pocket, now you know better than taking cash out your wallet. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sophistication to go with this technology that's made to hurt you, man. You know, it's just a matter of which one's going to take over which one. Because remember, like you said, paper, cash out, they're supposed to be so safe and protected. But when that stuff does happen to you, you know, you feel crazy and like you damn near feel like there's a hole inside you. Because I'm going to tell you something. Myself, I never forget, it was 2005. Dropped my wallet. I don't know how they did it. It was on Christmas Day, 2005. Dropped my wallet on the ground. Never seen it again. Next thing you know, a week later, they claimed they had a pizza party in New Jersey for over $400 off my debit card. I don't know how it happened, but if it's supposed to be so safe and so help you with this high-tech stuff, then how in the hell did they have a pizza party at my expense in New Jersey? I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying?
I can't answer that, bro. Sorry that happened to you.
Well,
I don't understand it either, but it happens.
Yeah, that's true too, but you know, like I said, I mean, I'm looking for not just protection, but what is the goal with all this stuff around me? Make us dumber? Because that's what it's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the question on that, little boy face would ask, have you ever heard of a card catalog? You know, a card catalog, you know, to do a decimal system in there? You know, and it looked to me like I didn't actually go to bed with him. What you mean? Yeah, that's what I mean. Did you know? You know? And that's crazy because I thought that was like second nature on a gym. You know? Like, no, man, whatever I'm going to learn, I can Google it. Even definitions from words, the definition. You know, I mean, myself, I was in the public school system so bad to a point that I had to take a page out of the Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln school. I had to want to teach myself. So as a method of trying to not let nobody try to overshadow me in conversation, I would read the dictionary every day from 10 to 15 minutes so I could understand what they're saying to me and talking over my head, right? And now it's to a point that it's like those are foregone conclusions now. Don't nobody do that no more. And this society has got so high tech to the point that they took penmanship out of schools. Everybody's supposed to have a piece of writing and a handwriting. What you do now? You just put your initials down and make some scribble on that stuff that when you sign your signature on the phone? Is that what we're doing? That's crazy. For real, man. It's crazy and scary because everything is all right if we all follow it in a society, but at the same time, there has to be an end game to this. Can you think about the next generation of people that's going to grow up and be grown? What are they going to say? Hey, I don't play sports. I don't do nothing else. All I do is just stay with Xbox. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You know? So that's basically it. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you. Come here. We want to thank you because I got another call.
Okay, no problem.
All right. We'll just see you next week. So we're going to try the new caller. I got one more caller here. And I'm glad that you all called. And I want you to tune in. So we're going to try the next caller. Yeah. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? You on Low Down Radio with Skip your host. I'm your host tonight. How you doing?
Pretty good of yourself, sir.
All right. How's everything?
Oh, I can't complain. However, fill me in on some of the information or propaganda you have going on tonight.
Propaganda? No, man, this is therapy. Yeah. Never propaganda because you know what? No man's an island. And I ask you for your input whether it's bad or good, and I still love it. What I'm saying.
Well, I chose to chime in. I heard some things that you brought forth this evening on your podcast, on your platform, excuse me. So what is your gripe, sir, with technology? I mean,
Go ahead.
Because it seems to me that some of the points that you made or tried to make were technology, it sounds like you're a little fearful of it. You made the point about we haven't been in mass production in the U.S., which is inaccurate, and since, what was it, I think you said 76?
I said 79. Get it right, 79, when U.S. Steel closed right there over on the east side next to Rainbow Beach. I lived it.
Okay, so on the east side of what I'm assuming Chicago, I mean mass production over the U.S. is still happening, sir. Not as frequent or popular as it was when it was first created in 1926, but it is still happening and is active in the U.S.
Right, but the thing
you also made a statement about older generations of people. I'm hoping I'm wording that correctly, not to offend anyone or any of your listeners. But technology, yes, it can be fearful for older generations to the evolving technology field. But anything that you want to know, you must learn. You have to apply that knowledge. You have to be you must seek it out. I mean, everything that you've learned in life, you at first did not know it, but then you learned it. The advances of technology have thrusted us into a new age and a new era. I mean, do you see how, okay, I don't believe in social media to that extent, but it has its benefits. But can you remember back before computers and the news, people getting all their information from newspapers? I mean, you know how long it takes to print a newspaper, get the articles together, and That's a 2-3 day process before time just to print the next day. By then, it could be too late. I mean, Japanese have always had the upper hand on us with technology development, Germany with automation. However, with the advancements of technology, even in the medical field, could you imagine getting an MRI, not being able to have an MRI or a CAT scan today to prevent some of the diseases? And we've pretty much eradicated chicken pox and polio and all kinds of and countless other diseases with the advancements of technology. So what I'm trying to ascertain is what is your true gripe? Technology, is it because people are not are more dependable on technology to the point they become more introverted than extroverted? I remember the days when people used to say hello when they walked down the street and they actually got a number and wrote it on paper. Now everyone is, let's go to the social media and put it in our phones and so on and so forth, which makes it difficult to retain certain information when you use your phone. Just like when the calculator became a big thing, people stopped computing. You know, so now people went from adding, subtracting, multiplication, and division on paper, exercising their minds, the power of their minds, their knowledge that they retained, to just punching it in on a computer or on a calculator. I mean, set me straight. What seems to be the issue here this evening, sir?
It's no issue. I'm seeking knowledge by asking the public, where is the total end game? Because can you have an end game with something that's changing every 16 months to 2 years? And I'm going to tell you something, as far as people get into it and being with it, if you don't have the resources and access, you could never compete on the level playing field. You know, everything, especially with social media, because you can tell by the attitudes of a lot of people that social media for a lot of us, and I'm not going to say totally us, are only made to just entertain. It's nothing transactional. We're not running on import or export businesses where we can make money. Every time you see somebody on Facebook, they're going to show you like they never been to a restaurant, what you ate for that dinner, or how you dressed up and look nice. And if you're really crazy, it gets vulgar to a point that, hey, they want to threaten you and want to kill you. And on the other hand, like I said, as far as manufacturing, I live in Chicago. I've never had a manufacturing job at the time I was of age to work. Like you said, as far as we still do steel, very few. Like I said, the whole, not the sum, I was saying earlier tonight. I don't have a gripe about anything. All I want to know, where's the end game, and I like to know, recognize what I'm dealing and how I'm living with this thing called technology. Because the worst feeling in the world that ever occurred to me is that I wanted to hang everybody in my house when I couldn't find my remote. Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. The more that you get into these things, the piece of you go with it. You know what I'm saying? I got pissed off as the 80s came up, and I didn't have the manual dexterity to play Pac-Man. Only game I could ever play was Galaxia. See what I'm saying? So the thing is, all I want to know, the end, what is the real end game to all of this? Because I'm going to tell you something. Gene Roddenberry laughing in his grave, if you know who Gene Roddenberry is. You know what I'm saying? And Gene Roddenberry took a whim, and now he got a 60-year cult following to people that didn't believe that we can send men to space. We can have phones without being plugged into the wall. Beam me up, Scotty. So now, where is the end game? I have no gripe with technology. If anything, I'm still a dinosaur. I'm not old school. I'm old world, you know. But at the same level, hey, man, I'm going to never be ahead of the game, and reality says that I only can stay on top of it. And by staying on top of it, it's keeping my ear to the ground and having input and callers like you and everybody else, because I don't want to be a dinosaur. That's all. I don't have no gripe, because I can't do nothing about technology, because it's still going to be here when I'm gone, because it's going to always be somebody innovative, whether it's Mark Zuckerberg or the boy from Tesla or from the boys down there where I used to hang out in Menlo Park out there in San Francisco when I used to live in Oakland. You know, the people that made Microsoft, Steve Jobs and all them. So you know what? I have no gripe. I just want to know what I'm dealing with. Because the worst feeling in the world, like I said, if this the case, I should have been locked up for 40 years and come out now and catch a culture shock. But the bad part about this is I'm amongst them, and it's still passing me by. But I like to know, is there an end to this method? Because everybody got to have an end game. Just like, you know, remember how you said the manufacturing thing dried up and we moved on? You know, has slavery dried up because of the Industrial Revolution? So where is the end game to this where we can move on further? And maybe this time around, I can make the adjustment and fall in and be right. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's always got to be an end game to all this madness. That's all. And I like to know where it's going. Because if not, let's all just be a bunch of black sheep and go to the slaughterhouse, if that's where it's headed.
Well, let me help educate you to one thing. Right now, there is not necessarily an end game. This thing is going full speed ahead into the future, right? What humans used to do, manual labor used to do, back in the early production era, with the addition of technology, with the evolution of technology, now machines are doing that at fractions of the cost. Computers are doing that at milliseconds and milliseconds of the time. All right, we could never excel to that speed, right? To be able to compute and process that quickly. The only thing that I can tell you, sir, based off what you told me numerous times since we started speaking this evening, is that we're not troglodytes. However, we can choose to be. We're not cavemen. Where they were to where we are, leaps and bounds. Imagine years from now, 60 to 100 years from now. The only thing that we can do is hope that we keep using this for the good. We don't want anyone to use technology for the bad, like case in point, the nuclear situation over there in North Korea, excuse me. We don't want that happening, right? So when you give people power, certain types of power, some people that are not accustomed to it or have too much normally will abuse it, in my experience. In saying that, when you go back to that statement that you made about social media, it's not, in my opinion, a good thing, right? But it was created with the best intention. Just like Alexander Graham Bell, the telephone sit at home, to be able to talk to someone who's not even in the same vicinity. Social media was developed and designed to reach people from all across the world that you've seen when you were in middle school or high school or wherever. But now people use it for the wrong reasons, sending threats, gangbanging, selling drugs, doing all kind of stuff on social media. Social media is now turned into a cesspool, and it's the devil. That's because people choose to wield it for the wrong reasons, sir. But in terms of you losing your remote, I mean, hey, one thing that we have with technology, with the access or the accessibility of technology now, is that people lose the physical aspect. So I do agree with you there. Baseball diamonds are empty. Outside fields are no longer being played, football and softball and so on and so forth. That's very true. But in that same very statement, sir, you could have stood up off that couch or got out that bed and went and pushed that button on that TV, sir. Thank you for the privilege of your time.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm old world, not old school, but I've always known I come up in a communal sense. I came up in a communal sense, and it was all right. That's all right. I like that caller because he challenged me, and that's what I'm talking about. In a high-tech society, there ain't no more competition. There ain't no more challenges. So that was all right. I like that. But you know something? The thing is that last fall in the true stand, where is the end game? Because if you get caught up in this stuff, man, you're going to lose a piece of yourself. I don't know nobody that didn't. Because at the end, if not, then you're not human. You're not human. So I thank that caller, whoever you are, and please call back again because I like going toe-to-toe with you. That makes me feel alive and human. Because the thing is this. It's got to be, like I said, to anything else, it has to be an end game. It has to be an end game. Because if not, we're going to forever be in the dark if we don't have access, you know, to these things that they're saying to try to keep us to stay on top and stay involved in this game, man, because this is a vicious game because it's moving too fast and we can never catch up. If you ain't got the right accesses and the resources, I don't care what nobody tells you. You can sit down there for 20 years. You won't get it if you don't have the right type of people and the right type of instruments to show you how to play this tune. So that's basically it. So thank you all for calling. It's been a slice. And I appreciate all the callers and everybody that's with me on this journey. I want to thank you all, and until next week, take care of yourself and let God take care of you. Bye-bye for now. Who?
That guy right there.
That was Ivan.
That wasn't Ivan.
773-776-730. That was Ivan. Had to sound like Ivan. Well, that probably was the white guy. That was the other last time he was trying.
No, 773.
No, 773-766-7366.
7-3-6-6. That's not Ivan.
Okay, that was old boy that called before.
Yeah, that's not Ivan.
Nope. What are you talking about? What's my great Ivan?
I'm a
fat
Ivan number. Hold on. I got Ivan number. Hold on. Okay, Ivan number. 1 minute. Ivan. Talk for Ivory. Okay, yeah, you put it in. Ivan. Ivan number is 773-799-6766. You got that on your log?
No, I got 773-766-7366.
That's not Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
It don't give you a name?
Mm-mm. That's a good part about it.
Why is the good part about that?
Because you can call in.
You
know.
Call in.
Who?
Your homie.
Who?
Who always calls?
Skipper?
Trying to throw God up in there.
Skipper?
Yes.
She probably ain't got enough work here. Kevin, old cool-ass Kevin. May God bless you and your family as well. I'm old world also. Damn right. Kevin said.
I don't know Kevin.
He retired and worked with me at CTA, a good brother.
I'm an old world also. May God bless you and your family as well. I'm an old world also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he tells me to go on the air.
Yeah, because Kevin don't want to respond. He don't want to talk. He texted me after the show. No. Talk about what's my gripe. I ain't got no gripe.
He said, what's the what?
What's my gripe? Why you complaining?
He's saying, that guy was saying, what's your gripe? Hell no. He's like, what the fuck going on right here?
But. Like I told him, bro, it ain't about that. It's about motherfuckers knowing where's the end game. This shit moving so fast, bro, to make your head swim. If you don't watch it, your ass will get caught up in it.
You gotta play catch up, then.
I know.
And I figured, like, my grandbaby, 15. I know this nigga just didn't even throw the club over his face. He has hair.
I'm not
a deal. Oh, my grandbaby is 15 years old. So, let me see. I'm 56, 57, 59, 60, 61. I'll be 61 when she gets 20. I'll be 62 when she gets 21. So I figure when she gets 21, come out of high school, going to college, she gonna be like, "Grandma, I don't know what's wrong with you. You must be getting old. You better get on that computer and stop playing, girl." And she already getting arguing at me because I don't have an iPhone. She said something to me when you fall last time. I said, "Grandma, I know you ain't got no Android." I said, "Well, I don't."
Well,
she saw. I said, "I'm gonna have to help you." I said, "Well, you better do your best." So I'll tell you, offer your daddy help.
Oh, yeah, who said?
Let me see. So she'll be 21, and my journey is 2 years old. She's 15, so she got, 14 years on journey. I mean, 13 years on journey. So imagine when journey gets 5 years old. Johnny already at the phones. Yesterday, I'm trying to call little man. Was that today? Yesterday, today. I'm trying to call little man this morning.
Wow, she declined the call.
Yeah, she declined my damn call. She letting her use the phone.
Technology moving fast.
I mean, that's what I said. You see, she know how to use. She slide over and play her games on. Watch her TV. I'm trying to call little man, so I called Karen. I said, "You tell little man."
And she heard. She be bold early when you told Karen you should call my phone. She was sitting right
well,
there.
Well, see, that's the shit.
She's sitting up there declining my call, and home folks sitting there.
Well. Well, my daughter got autism and know about the shit back and forth. My daughter know how to make it count. My daughter got autism and the motherfucker know how to set up pages on Facebook, all that shit. TikTok, everything. And I'm saying to myself, even with your disability, you know the shit that.
Oh, man, this should have came up with all this technology stuff. Look, man, would you tell us here? All that stuff with them talking about TV and kissing a boy and all of that stuff. Would you tell them how you can make people look like they're kissing a never man?
That ain't real. But
right.
All the stuff about him with Cassie and all of them, yeah.
But see, the thing is, now they're stepping into it.
Steve Harvey with some high heel shoes on and some jeans. Yeah,
well, they got it even more fucked up now because artificial intelligence can make you have a motherfucking woman if you like women. You don't need nobody no more. That's what I'm saying. Where's the end game to this shit? Because pretty soon it's going to... Well, we fucked here.
Yeah, we fucked.
Because now you're going to have a ground here in the lap. And like you said, it's the devil.
It's
the devil.
It's the devil. It ain't no end game, but check this out. It's not fucked up because you got to think about it. It's a lot of good things coming out of it, too.
Yeah.
We got telephones. We have a way of communication. We say we don't have a stove. We have a microwave. It's a lot of good things coming out of it.
Well, here's the thing.
We got people down here don't want to use regular gas. They're charging up their cars. It's some good things coming out of it as well.
But what I'm saying is this.
I ain't trying to be funny, but look, and Lord forgive me, this is not the devil, but it's God's will. That's just like a lot of people. They can't do their dialysis or their chemo. They don't want to go to the hospital or the clinic and do it, but now they can sit at home and do it.
True, but that's...
My granddaughter, they can sit at home and do their own chemo.
Okay. Hold on.
There's some good things. Wait, I'm
no, I did.
There's some good things coming out of it as well.
Okay. That's the thing that's going to carry us and propel us to be strong later. But socially, what is the downside socially? Like I said, you got ballparks that look like fucking tumbleweeds. You know, I want to blow the house up because I can't find my remote for my TV.
You need some
help. No, I don't. Because you know what?
You need some help.
If I take your phone, motherfucker, right now and hide it from you while we go to bed and you can't find it, you'd be to cuss me out and say, where the fuck is my...
That's you.
No.
That's you.
Nope.
You can't tell me what I'm going to.
Okay.
You're not a psychiatrist.
I don't have to be. But don't you feel naked with I always having that remote to you? That's just human behavior. I'm talking about your phone. I'm talking about having it that remote.
No.
Don't say that.
No.
Don't say that.
I can tell you this.
What? What?
I was on my phone for a whole week walking back. And did I care about it? Hell no. You know why? Because we didn't have them from the beginning.
Well... Why?
I want him to have a phone. What is this man over here?
What?
We are so full of love and we just...
All I know is this.
For each and
all I know is this. If you don't watch it, this shit can infect you like a motherfucking virus. It will. Let me tell you something about Facebook. When first Facebook first came out, my sister-in-law was throwing business on Facebook. She was being too far ahead.
Help feeding America.org. Only $19 a month, just 53 cents a day. 98% of donations go directly to help millions of people facing hunger, from coast to coast and in your own community. And when you use your credit card, you'll receive this exclusive campus grocery bag to show your entire movement working together to ensure that everyone has the food and resources we all need to thrive.
If you're hungry, you don't figure out how to help you. People just go to the places like this do it because they will help you.
Please call now or make your monthly donation at helpfeedamerica.org. Working together, we can end hunger in America.
You get drawn into this shit because
It's much easier than deceiving. much easier than deceiving everybody.
Look at that. When the moonbeams bounce off that reflecting pool,